This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Guvach, everyone, we're continuing in Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and Dalet. Kol Zeh, Afilu Amrak, B'mikra Sibur Gnos Chaveray. Everything we've mentioned until now is even if you only occasionally speak about the disparagement of your friend. Avalam Chas V'Shom Hurgo Ba'avayin Zeh B'smidas, but if you're in the habit of constantly speaking about this Avera, K'may Elu Sharagilin Tamed Leishev L'Sapra, like those who frequently sit and speak, Kach V'Kach Masa Ploini, such and such are the acts of Ploini, Kach V'Kach Asu Avoysav, this and this is what his parents did, kach v'kach shamati alav, this is what I heard about him. In other words, someone who makes it habitual, part of his regular course of activity, to speak Lashon Hara, v'hu dvarim shel gnos. And in these conversations, it's words of disparagement. Anoshim ke'ilu, such people, heim nekram b'fi chazal b'shem balei Lashon Hara. Chazal call them masters of Lashon Hara. V'anshan harbe yoyser gadol. Their sin is much worse. Achareisha b'shat nafsham, because they flagrantly uzdain libam and intentionally oivrin al Torah Hashem, violate the Torah. V'nasa ze etzlam kehefker, and it becomes as if it doesn't exist. K'may shemavara le'el b'sayf ha-psicha, as it was explained earlier in the psicha. V'aleyam nemar b'kabbalah, about such people who just are mafgir themselves to Lashon Hara. We have a tradition from the Nevi'im, such people, lo'yaleinu, are chayiv kares. Yachreis Hashem, God should cut down kol sifsei chalakos, all smooth talk people, lashon medaberes gedolos, those tongues that speak terribly. So, Chazal have cut off such people from Olam Haba. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. The David HaMelech has such a we have a tradition about such people. Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos. Amru Chazal. Al sholish avirus nefram min ha'adam ba'ilam hazeh ve'in lo chayek lam haba. For three avirus, person is punished in this world and has no share in the world to come. Ve'ilu hein. Avodah zarah v'gilui arayos u'shfichas damim. Idolatry, adultery, and murder. V'lashon hara neged kulam. Lashon hara is the equivalent of all of them. V'heviu chazal al zeh rayiv min haksuvim. Chazal bring proofs from the psukim that Lashon Hara is the equivalent of the cardinal three sins. U'pershu harishonim. The Rishonim explain that when Chazal say that Lashon Hara is equal to the big three, the hakavana al elu shehurgul b'avin zeh b'tmidos. It refers to those who are accustomed to this sin always. V'in mekablam al atznom li shamer menu. They don't accept upon themselves to guard themselves. Then they shenasa hadavra etzlam keheter. So, first of all, someone who is margel and mafker themselves to the savira, Chazal call them balei lashon hara, and about them David HaMelech says yachris Hashem kol sifsei chalakos. Also, when the Gemara says that for three avirois, this comes from the Gemara in Erchin Tezvav Amid Beis, a person is punished in this world and loses their chelk in Olam Haba. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aras, and Shefichas Damim, Lashon Hara is equivalent to all of them. It's referring to someone who habitually speaks Lashon Hara. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll see everybody Monday. Now, normally we start 9:15. Monday, because of a bris, will be 9:45. It's a half hour later, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Agat Tavach, Gezint Tavach, Mazel Dekavach. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.